Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the feast of St. James the Apostle, and from Ireland we hear from Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the Order, but now lives in Galway, assistant in chaplaincy work at the university, and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled St. James Apostle.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them on the way, "See, we're going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death. Then they will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified, and on the third day he will be raised." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to him with her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked a favor of him, and he said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Declare that these two sons of mine will sit, one at your right hand, the other at your left, in your kingdom." But Jesus answered, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and at my left, that is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When they, the ten, heard it, they were angry with the two brothers, but Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. It will not be so among you, but whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be your slave, just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Resilience, tenacity, determination even. Such can be listed among the qualities any disciple of the Lord Jesus may need to gain and later display, should the need arise. Not all the world is pleased with details of the gospel brought to the people by Jesus of Nazareth, and on this date each year, we recall one of the early group of 12, also called apostles, the ones who were sent and who would likely suffer even unto death for their loyalty, their fidelity to and love of the Master, who, as we heard, is reported as having asked James and his brother to confess how ready they were to drink the cup Jesus, their Master, would have to drink. What is central to any discussion of James and of many other disciples who seek to remain firmly on the path they have been invited to tread by Jesus, their Master, is the reminder not only to him and John, his brother, but to the entire group of the 12, a reminder of the kind of leadership that must, in Jesus' purpose, mark out those who will take the gospel beyond the territories that he himself has been to preach, to cure, and to forgive. Service, servility even, are required, and utter willingness to give, even to give their life for the truth of the gospel, for the Messiah in whom they believe. The loyal exercise of service of others is the other side of the coin we called resilience and tenacity at the start of this reflection. Which of today's disciples in 2024 can truthfully say he or she is utterly determined to remain gently yet faithfully firm, even to suffering for the one in whom we believe? the early tradition from the early tender roots of church life in the mid and late 1st century AD, attest to it that James did remain loyal. He has thus been for close on 2,000 years signaled as one of the earliest witnesses to Jesus and the Master's teaching, who died for what they believe, for the one in whom they placed their trust. Earthenware jars, St. Paul reminded the disciples in Corinth in the first reading for the liturgy for today, earthenware jars can fall and be smashed, yet the treasure these vessels hold is strengthened indeed, even precisely in bloody circumstances. If we believe, we will be willing, keen indeed, to speak of what we believe, to speak for the truth himself, who has consigned to us this treasure, as fallible and as prone to fall as we may be. We may find no satisfactory answer to many of our problems, but we will not despair, even in moments of uncertainty and of doubt. If and when we remain faithful at all costs, even unforeseen, those who witness our witness will then look to the cross of Calvary Hill and see not defeat, but victory. In Christ's blood, they will see not life's sunset, but rather set their hearts too on the fresh dawn the risen Lord reveals and shares.